Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosina, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terra Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosina.
I pray that, O God, take my flesh, fill me with more of your spirit. Lord, communicate your wisdom unto your people and give them the understanding heart to comprehend your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Wonderful. Please be seated and open your Bibles with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. I'm going to read the verse 21. Are you with me? Are we together? Wonderful. There are many plans in a man's heart. The Lord's counsel that will stand. Let me take it again. There's power in the word of God, isn't it? There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. Is it a blessing? There are many plans. Say many plans. Is it true that there are many plans in the heart of a man? Is it true that there are many plans? Say many plans. Yeah. Fantastic plans. Yeah. There are some of you who are listening to me now. Your plans is to travel to America. Some of you, your plans is to travel to Switzerland. Fantastic plans. Amen. So, the writer, by the inspiration of the Spirit, it says that there are many plans. There are many plans. When you read the other version, it said there are many devices. There are many devices in a man's heart. In a man's heart. Amen. Wow. Many devices. There are people who have plans of marrying maybe three or something. Yes. Three. It's so fantastic. There are people who have plans that, look, I want to get money so that I will have seven wives. And then I will have side chicks. You see, and the side chicks will be about 20. Are you here? Yeah. It's called plans. Yeah. And there are people who wants to become maybe a restaurant owner. Say restaurant. Ramahatala Brandaga Baba. It's called what? Are you still with me? I said, what is it called? Now listen to what the second phrase says. But the counsel, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The purpose of God will stand. Let me announce to you that God's counsel, the word counsel there also means God's purpose. God's purpose. The purpose of God is bigger than your plans. The purpose of God carries weight than your plans. That is why anytime God reveals his purpose, his counsel to humanity, they embrace it and leave their plans. The plan for Peter and Andrew was that they want to become fishermen. They actually became, and they were doing it. As a matter of fact, maybe 5 at dawn, then they go to fishing. And then they come in the morning and go in the evening. And then at dawn, they go again. Oh, you think I don't know things? Is it, they were doing all these things all this while. Then the Lord Jesus was walking at the shore. When you read this story that I'm talking about in the book of, I think, Matthew chapter 4, reading from 18 to 21, you see the story that I'm talking about here. Are you here? You've gone home. So Jesus was walking at the shore and then saw Peter and Andrew mending their nets. And then he looked at them and said, follow me, and I'm going to make you fishers of men. And the Bible says, immediately, say immediately, they left their boats, left their nets, and followed Jesus. Why will they do that? They did that because purpose carries weight more than plans. Do you know that your plans have been failing you all this while? Yeah. Most of you listening to me right now, even online, your plans have failed you several times. And sometimes you think that God even doesn't like you. But I want to announce to you that that is your plan. It's your what? Plan. I want to also for you to know that God has a purpose for your life. So this gentleman left their nets, left their boats, and followed Jesus. And he walked a little further and then saw John and James, also with the Father. Wow. And then he said to them, follow me, and I'm going to make you into another thing. And they also left their profession and even their father and followed him. What is it so special about this call to purpose? For people to be able to leave everything and follow it wholeheartedly. Ladies and gentlemen, purpose is everything. Purpose brings joy. Purpose brings fulfillment. Purpose brings longevity. Purpose brings satisfaction. Any good thing that you can talk about is bettered in purpose. There are some people who have died a useless death simply because of lack of purpose. I want to die well. I want to do what? Yes, I want to die well. In Acts chapter 13, verse 36. Look at that. Don't die useless dead. Other than that, when you go to heaven, angels will whip you. Am I helping somebody here? Look at that. Let me read. For David, after he had served his generation, after he had served his own generation, by the will of God, by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers. That's the place that I want. Was buried what? With his father. After he had served his generation. You are here to serve a certain generation of people. Are you listening to me? Huh? So David served his generation with the will of God. And he died. And say, purpose makes you to die well. You die well. Are you here or you have gone home? Is he? It is better for me to die in the plane. Eh? Going to do an assignment somewhere and die in the plane than to die in the gutter, drunk. It's a disgraceful death. Or to die in the drinking bar. Then I first said, I'm in the jet. And I am going to another country to serve my generation. To serve my generation with the purpose to the world campaign. With the purpose to the world campaign. And the Lord says, look, your time is up. Come. So whatever that will happen to the jets, it is my money that I used to buy it. Let this thing crash and die and come to me. I love this kind of death than to die in the gutter. I declare prophetically over your life, you will not die a useless death in the name of Jesus. I say you will not die a useless death in the name of Jesus. Many are the devices, many are the plans in the heart of a man, but it says that the counsel of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that God has his counsel, his purpose, his plans for you. The plans of God is bigger than your plans. So why is it that we are not looking for the counsel of God? Why is it that we are not looking for the plans of God? Why is it that we want to, go with our own plans? Why are you following your own plans and you have rejected the plans of God? That is why you are struggling. Many are the devices, are the plans in the heart of a man. But it says that the counsel of the Lord. Listen, I see the Lord arresting you within this time and within this season for you to fulfill the original reason why he brought you here on earth. Yes. I see it happening. I said, I see it happening. I want to show you a scripture. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. You love the word of God. We are reading the verse 11. Look at it. I read. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Look, this is power. Say, this is power. In him also, we have obtained an inheritance. Look, our inheritance is in Jesus Christ. No, you've not created anything. You've not created anything. That is why when we follow Jesus wholeheartedly, he gives us inheritance. So I don't need to come to God with the mind that I want my Senate to pay me. It's a low level. Because I want an inheritance. An inheritance is bigger than slit. Yes. I know somebody who have worked in a very noticeable organization, and the pension has come to pension, and what they are paying him is 350 Ghana. That pain will be true. Look, this one alone, when you receive money like this, you can even die quick. But I want to graduate from SNIT. Hello? I'm preaching my I'm preaching? It's a good time. It's a good time for example. It's a good example.
Yes. Yeah.
Other than that, you may think that, you see, in your life, it has to be snit. Are you here?
Yeah.
But look at what the Bible says. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Now watch this. Being predestinated according to the purpose. You see, there is the there. There is what? There is what? It didn't say according to a purpose. Is that what it says? It said according to the purpose. Which means that there is a particular thing, a definite thing that God has called you to do. Shantalabrandalabaya. He has called us for something, and you have to know that thing and do it. Don't just be gallivanting in this world just like that. Don't just be gallivanting in this world for people to be using you, I mean, to achieve their own interest, to achieve their own goals, to achieve their own purpose. Evil purpose. I'm talking about evil purpose. Huh? Some of us, we think that we are working, but you see, but you have been used. You see, nowadays you cannot even pray. You see, nowadays you cannot even read your Bible. You see, nowadays you cannot even have fellowship with the people of God. You have put God at the corner. You have silenced God. May God have mercy on us. I say, may God have mercy on us. Ramahatala branda kabaya. May God have a mercy. I mean, yes, as you confess, so shall it be. Yes, somebody saying that, yes, I will not die a useless death. Is that in the name of Jesus? Yes, so shall you also receive it. Yeah. Somebody also says, I mean, it's a good example. It's a good example. With me, the example I gave, he said it was good. Clap for the example that I gave. Yeah. We want inheritance, we don't want senate. Are you here or you gone home?
Yeah.
Low level. It's a low level. It's a low level. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
God bless you. I am with you, Par. I can feel you. You are in church. I can feel you. That's why I'm quoting some of your response. Rabahatala brunde kabaranda sataya. Being predestinated according to the purpose. He said, look, we have already be predestinated. We are not now coming to. The Lord has already determined what we should become. The Lord finishes before he starts. He has finished everything concerning you, and then he said, now let's start. Now let's start. It's not now coming to do trial and error. No, it takes a painful experience to go through try and error. The man who fixed the ball, how many times did he fail? Why? That 1,000 times. He failed. And then you think, do you know the hustle and the struggle and the disappointment? Thank God that maybe he didn't have BP. If he had had BP, he would have died before that vision will come to pass. It's a painful experience. And you can attest to the fact that, look, anytime you put yourself in this try and error thing, you get confused and you get tired. Why can't you seek for the original reason why you are created? What God is interested in? What you have been predestinated to do? What you have been predestinated to accomplish? That is what you should seek to do. Because your system has been wired to be able to carry that assignment. So the moment you carry a different assignment, it puts weight on you. That is why some of you are dying prematurely. It's really an excess baggage. Yes. Because God knows that you have been cut for a particular thing. You cannot do everything. You can do something. But a trying and error being, you see, he tried this once more, he tried that once more, it doesn't, it's not working. Then you will try this once more. Then you will try this one. Why wouldn't you seek the face of God? Oh God, what have you been? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Pray the prayer of Paul, who said, Lord, what do you want me to do? According to Acts chapter 9, verse 6. Well, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? What have you called me to do? What is your intent for my life? Oh God, show me. I am ready to do, oh Lord. I've been cut for something. I've not been cut for this. I've been cut for something. I've not been cut to be killing people. Lord, show me. Oh my God. And the Lord showed him. Was Paul successful? Was Paul successful? Paul was one of the most successful preacher of the gospel. And prospered. Wrote a lot of books. You see, for you to write one book, it's not an easy thing. Yes. When I started writing the purpose book, and then I realized that, look, we should really, clap, and celebrate those who have written books, a lot of books, like Bishop Dark, like Dr. Mensah Otabel, like Istud Anabadems, like Papa Duncan, all these men, you should applaud them because it's not easy to write. It's not easy to write. Yeah. They make it so simple, and you think that you that book, one book, you know that what actually went in. Like you respect them, you will not be saying nonsense to any of them. Amen. And for me, when you attack fathers, I will attack you. Yes, any father on the land, because they live for us to live. Yes, they live. When they clear them, when they succeed clearing them, all of us, they will clear us. They will finish us. Yeah. So it's my policy. Any father on this land, when you attack them, I will attack you too.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Don't be a kind of Christian that, I mean, you'll be used by the devil. I'm preaching my purpose message. So our life has been predestinated according to his purpose. So ask yourself, if your life has really been predestinated, are you living the life of God or you are living the life of self? If this is your manual. The Bible is your manual. The Bible is your guide. The Bible is your law. That should look, when you follow the Bible, you will not get into any trouble, any legal trouble. That is why Jesus, they didn't get anything about him to judge him, because he was feeding on the word of God. As a matter of fact, he is the word. Is somebody listening to me? Look at Ephesians chapter 8. Look at Ephesians chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We'll come back to the scripture. Oh Lord, the preaching is blessing me myself. I said the preaching is blessing myself. Is it blessing you too?
Yeah.
Look at it. Look at it. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. According to what? According to what? Now watch this. For whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the first among many brethren. Now watch this. For whom he foreknew, he also predestinated. Those that he knows, he predestinated their lives, their existence. Say, God knows my telephone number. Say, God knows me so well. Kata bara sota la branda la kaya. Say, God knows me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody says that I am blessed, kra.
Yes.
Kabranda, kabranda. For him he foreknew, he predestinated their lives. He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. What did the son do? So you see, there's something that he's trying to tell us here. For him he foreknew, he predestinated their life to be in conformity with Jesus. And the Bible says, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested to do what? To destroy the works of the devil. So the man was a man of purpose. He came to the earth realm for a purpose, for a reason. And he says that we that he foreknew, he predestinated their life to be in conformity with that of Jesus. And when Jesus came on this planet, Jesus was walking in purpose. So walk in purpose. So walk in purpose. I say walk in purpose. I say walk in purpose. Say I will walk in conformity of Jesus. Which means that what Jesus came to do, you should do same. Jesus did not walk recklessly when he was here. So you don't have to walk, live recklessly. You are 30. Have sense. Are you listening to me? Yes, there are some people, they are 30, they are misbehaving. You are still behaving like a child. You are still wearing baby clothes. Baby clothes. You know baby clothes? Yes. You wear some dress, it tightens you. You yourself. It's called baby clothes. When you give it to a newborn baby, it will just fit. It will just fit. It will just fit. Turn to somebody and tell the person, stop the baby clothes. Are you listening to me? Yeah. I am talking to somebody here. You must come to a place that, look, for you to understand that God knows me. God knows my telephone number. God knows my address. God knows your height. God knows your weight. And he has predestinated you to become something. And that thing to be likened to that of Jesus' own. Look, when Jesus comes, and he wants to measure, he realizes that, look, you didn't look like him. Yes. Huh? How Jesus, you see, he was talking about image. He was talking about image, which means that you should be a photocopy of Jesus. A photocopy of Jesus. A photocopy. Some of you, you look like something so different that I don't want to mention. Sometimes you look at some Christians, oh my God, and then you ask yourself, who is this person living for? Who is this person following? Whose example is he following? So when even you talk about purpose, the original reason why something is created, and the original reason for your existence, when you talk about it, it's like it's far-fetched from people. They will say that, oh, Mati, but me, I've heard, but I won't do. Listen. The Lord will not go and account for anything. No. You're going to account for your existence on this earth. The purpose for you being here, that is what you are going to be accountable for. So don't joke. Tell to somebody, please don't fool. Yes. I don't care what you think about me. Oh, what is it that
that, I mean, you have carried Christianity like that into your head. You have carried them. Are you the only one? Yes, I am the only one. Yes, I'm okay, because I know that this is the heartbeat of God. This is the reason why he allowed me to be on this earth. Yes. Kabarandarabaya. Why is it that this purpose to the word campaign? Why is it that this purpose to the word campaign? Look, I want to do this campaign for people to know that, look, you are here for a reason. You are not here by accident. You are here for a reason, and you have to find that reason and do it. And do it. Yes. No. The Lord didn't create us to be worshippers on earth. That is not our purpose. The Lord created us for assignments. You think that just coming to church is the reason why God called you to come and lift up your hands and you look, holy, are you Lord? Are you Lord? Look, that is not it. They are doing that in heaven. Heaven, even 24/7. Would you say, would you fear way? Would you fear way? Do you understand fear? Fear means little. You think that this is your little worship, that we even have to quote scriptures for you to worship. We even have to instruct you to lift up your hands. And that is what you are impressing God with. He said, do your assignments. Do your assignments. Do your assignment. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there is somebody online. I am speaking to you. The time has come for you to, fulfill God's purpose for your life. I'm telling you, by the scriptures I know, the Lord did not call us to come and be worshiping him. That is not the primary purpose. That's not the primary purpose. He called us for assignments. He brought us here for an assignment. You see, so true worship, can I tell you true worship? True worship is you fulfilling purpose. When you are embarking on your God-given assignment that he has given you, that is the true worship for him. That is what he sees as worship. Is your worship that you come to church and even you don't want your pawns to be to be erased, and you are protecting it, so you don't want to do anything that you sweat. You don't want to do anything that you sweat so that your eyelashes will fall to the ground. You don't want it to be wet so that it will fall. So you are protecting it. You don't even want to do like this. You have always done like this so that, you see, it will still be in your eyes. Ramahan talabrande kaparandos. The Lord has brought me here to speak to somebody. Yeah. Ramahan talabranda sotalabaya. Are you here? Somebody has written in Spanish, but I don't know. Marvelous. Is it marvelous? Yes, it's a marvelous and wonderful. Charlie, I'm reading Spanish. Yes. I'm reading Spanish. Somebody is a marvelous. Yes. Wonderful. Amazing. Wow. Charlie, your prophet is gone international, crowd. Yes. And I'm speaking Spanish. You will be sitting there and don't learn any language. Don't. Yeah. Say, gracias a Dios. In the number of Jesus. In the number of Jesus.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Wow. What a great blessing. Yes. Yeah. Somebody says, I'm here for a reason. I am here for a reason. Yes. Let it enter. You see, you have to be conscious of yourself that you are here for a reason. You didn't just emerge. Learn the principle of production. Yes. Learn. Before you came into being, your mother and your father met somewhere. They met somewhere and did something and you came into being.
Yes.
So how did your mother also, how did your great-great, you know your great-great. So you should know that something gave birth to something. Something caused something to come into being. And we didn't just come here. We didn't just emerge. We were here for a reason. Look, whether you are a girl, you are a boy, you are an old lady, you are an old man. Look, I want to announce to you, if you don't fulfill God's assignment for your life, God's purpose for your life, one day, you will answer to it. You will answer to it. You just be there and be chilling in the club. You just be there and be playing church and be warming pews. You just be there and come and sit down and be criticizing pastors and be criticizing your fellow brother, your fellow sister. You just be there and be playing church and not focusing on your God-given assignment for your life. I don't have time to gossip about people. I don't have time to think bad about people because my assignment is big. It's weighing me down. I don't have time. No. I don't have time to do certain things. I don't have time. In the morning, I've preached. In the evening, I'm preaching. You understand? I'm preaching. Next week, I will preach. Throughout the week, I'm preaching. You understand? Look, something is upon me. We are in May. So don't joke with me. We are in May. I want to know that. Look. There's a contraction. There's a contraction that is taking place. I want to give birth to somebody. Because on the 15th, being my birthday, I am about giving birth to something. So, look, something is upon me. So if I'm talking about purpose, you should understand. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Yeah. When we enter into May, it's a different level. Because I'm a May born. You see, I'm a May born. So, you see, I feel the contraction. I feel the contraction. Yes. I feel the contraction. Yeah. I feel it. Look, anybody that you are born in a particular man, you see, when that man comes and then you don't feel contraction, there's something wrong with you. Check your life. Check your there's something, you see, your system has entered into a menopausal syndrome. But I deliver you from early menopausal in the name of Jesus. Ramahan talabranda kabaya. Oh, yes, Lord. Are you here? When you believe in any declaration and you say amen, you are receiving it in the name of Jesus. My God, somebody says, happy birthday in advance, my prophet. Tale, I receive it, cry. But I want you to know that the contraction has started. The contraction has started. Listen, I want you, the best thing you can do for me to be happy is to see you working in purpose. To see you working in God's assignment for your life. That is the best gift that you can give me. Is somebody listening to me? There is somebody that is online right now. It is time for you, to give yourself to that which God has called you to do. Look. We have heard that we can do a lot of things. I met some business people during the course of the week. You know, as I was sharing with them, the Then one of them put a sentence. Wow. Where did you get this wisdom from? Where did you get this wisdom from? He said, if I've met you earlier, my life would have been bettered. My life would have been sweeter. And I said, it's not too late. It's not too late. The Lord will give you pressed down, shaking together, running over. He will give it to you. And I see the Lord giving it to you right now. The Lord is changing your life to another level. I prophesy to somebody's life here right now. Receive another level of blessings, another level of encounter, another level of upliftment in the name of Jesus. Listen, I am not an experiment. Say, I am not an experiment. My life has been predestinated.
Yes.
My life, your life, has been predestinated. You see, that is why when you found it, it's difficult for the devil to bring you down. No, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid. In this world, no. I'm not afraid of the future because I know that the future will welcome me. The future will give me red carpet treatment. It will give me preferential treatment. And that is what is going to happen to you. If you know your God-given purpose for your life, look, you are going to enter into it like that. With ease. Are you listening to me? Are you receiving it?
Yes.
Sit well. Yeah. Kabo shotala brandaya. So my brother, my sister, wake up. Wake up. When your life is being predestinated, some things happen to you. Some things happen to you. Do you want to know? You become very bold. You become very bold. Anybody who knows where it's going is very bold or confident. People who don't know what they are about, they are not confident. They are not bold. I am confident because my life is being programmed for something. And I know that it cannot fail. This is the confidence that we have in Him. If you know that my life is being predestinated, there is a plan, there is a counsel for my life, for my existence, then I must be bold. Why do you say what you say? And what do you do? Why do you do what you do? It's simply because I know that my life is being predestinated. Say pre. Yeah. So, if If you know this, you know that, look, my marriage is a done deal. If you know that, you know that, look, my children is a done deal. If you know that, you know that all the things that you are looking for, prosperity and whatever that you are looking for, is a done deal. Because no one walks in purpose and becomes poor. There is a message that I will be preaching one of these days. Jesus is not poor. I've titled it, Jesus is not poor. Hello?
Yeah.
And so, but the Bible says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, that he became poor so that we may become rich. Hello? If I'm a rich man, are you here? Take something that is poverty. That thing represents you. That thing represents you. And me, I'm a rich man. I'm a rich man. And I'm coming to take your poverty. I'm coming to take your poverty. Hold something. Hold something. So, this is your poverty. I've taken your poverty from you. Hello? Am I still rich?
Yeah.
I've taken your poverty from you. Am I still rich?
Yeah.
I've taken your poverty from you. Am I still rich?
Yeah.
I've taken your poverty from you. Am I still rich? I've taken your poverty from you. Am I still rich? Am I still rich? Hello? Your poverty that I've collected does not make me poor. I just took it. And it is called poverty. Hello? Oh, is somebody getting the revelation? So, you, I gave you my riches. 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 All the people that I collected, poverty from, I've given them riches. Does it change my status? Does it change me? I'm still rich. Is somebody here? For Jesus to collect the entire world's poverty, it tells you how wealthy this man is. Is somebody here? Is it for somebody to be collecting poverty and send it to the grave and left it there? Is it he collected it because he wants to go and bury it? Yes. So that it will not be part of you. So that it will not be part of you. You are no longer poor in the name of Jesus. I say you are no longer poor in the name of Jesus. He has buried it. Let me bury it. Go and bury it. Go and bury it. You understand? So you don't have it anymore. I said I'm preaching. I said one day I'll preach the full sermon. Jesus is not poor. Ramaha talabrande kabranda kabari. He took your poverty and nailed it on the cross and was buried and buried the poverty. And gave you his riches. Is this man poor? Somebody that took care of 12 people. 12 people who have resigned from their work. Is it poor? Somebody who was presenting this thing to God, the 11, to his father, and then he said, I have kept them. None of them went astray, because he was so rich to be able to keep them. He was so powerful to be to keep them. Oh, are you here? Those who are online, are you still with me? I have some few minutes to go. I'm going to pray an in-depth prayer for you. Ramahata la broshika la brande kabaya. No, that is why me, I hate poverty. And I want to disgrace poverty to the core. Yeah. Somebody says, you are preaching good. We are with you. Yes, daddy. Kata la brando. Is somebody here? Yes. Yeah, I said, I'm with you. I want you to know that I'm feeling you here. Yes. I want you to know that I'm feeling you here. Ramahasata la brandaya. Is somebody listening to me?
Yeah.
That lady who just commented in Spanish, marvelous. The Lord is telling me that there is a prophetic unction upon your life. And he says that give yourself to prayer and activate that prophetic gift. It's an inbuilt something in you. Yeah, I'm prophesying.
Yeah.
What is even the name? Let me see the name.
Yes.
Rabarandos. I'm prophesying. The moment you are in church, you are part of it, right? Ramaya. What is even the name? I can't even see where. When you are in some realms, you don't even see things. Giselle.
Yes.
There is a prophetic unction, a prophetic grace to prophesy. And the Lord is saying that you should activate it with more prayer and more studies for you to be able to know what it is. Oh my God. I believe that it is there. So that the devil will not remove her from this thing. Are you listening to me?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Lord will be revealing deep things. Deep things. Deep things. And the Lord is telling me that it should have a big heart. It should have a big heart to accommodate people, because people are going to provoke her to speak nonsense. And to prophesy nonsense. You see, the moment is being provoked, the prophecy that's supposed to come will turn into curses. So the Lord says that I should tell you to give yourself to prayer. And more of the word. More of the word. And then draw closer to a prophet. A prophet. A prophet. A genuine prophet. And I can be sure about me. I can be sure about me. And I can be sure about one or two people. When you ask me, I can be sure. So you can connect. Is somebody here?
Yeah.
It's a month of May.
Yeah.
It's a month of May. There's a contraction going on.
Yes.
I'm about giving birth.
Yeah.
Saturday, 15th May, I'll give birth. I'll push. You understand? And you too, you will give birth in the name of Jesus. You will give birth to your ministry in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because I always remember that The day they gave birth to me, I came here for a reason. Because my mom told me that they had wanted to kill you. They had wanted to kill you. My mom was in the labor ward, and then they were operating her, you know, doing a surgery on her to take me out. All of a sudden, the light went off. They tried the generator didn't come. So they said, use torchlight. Torchlight. To remove me. And whilst he was in the labor ward, this old lady that everybody knows that she's a witch says that she's looking for her. That's come there. She couldn't even walk. She couldn't even walk. And then she said she's looking for her. And then he said, for what? He said, I want to go to the neighborhood. He said, no, you cannot go there. He said, I want to go. He said, I cannot come. And when they gave birth to me, they gave birth to me midnight. Midnight. Around one that about. One dawn, coming to dawn. Early morning. No, dawn. Because the struggle took place from medicine. From midnight. And then dawn. And that morning, they gave the news that that woman is dead. Are you here? You've gone home. A man on assignment cannot be killed by mortal man. Because there is something greater. There is something weighty around you. You are on a mission. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I've gone through many things, but I've survived.
Yes.
Don't you know that I've gone through many things? But I have survived and I'm moving because you cannot put me down. That is you. You, nobody can put you down. Listen, there are things that you have been through. By now, they should have finished you. But you have survived. You are still pressing on. You are still pressing on. You are still moving forward. Listen, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up in judgment against you, you shall condemn, because there is an assignment on your life. There's an assignment on your life. Ramahatalabro shekabaya. Rabahatalabro kabaranda. Ramahanda la broshika brandaya. There is somebody here, you are called Doris. Doris, Doris. You are called Doris. The Lord says, I should tell you, He has a fantastic role for you in His kingdom for you to play. He says that He has seen your heart, for your heart towards Him is so tender. And it says that it's a very good heart to use. And it says, I should tell you, within this time or within this season, the Lord is going to lift you. And I see you being a very strong pillar, causing your husband to succeed and causing the ministry of God to succeed. You will be celebrated and you will be honored. The Lord says, I should tell you. And many shall call you mother, not because you gave birth to them biologically, but they will call you mother because you will comfort them and you will, bring them closer to you, they will feel like a mother with his own children. There is something unique about you. There's something unique about you. That says the Lord. We are in a month of May. Are you here? Yeah. Ramahan tole branda kabrando shikabaya. Ramaha, Ramaha. Ramaha. Kabalabaya. Koro branda la branda ya baba. Ramahanda la branda ya. That says the Lord, your children will be godly, and their children will make you and their father very happy. They will make them very happy. And it says that your reward, in addition, will be the properties of children that God will be giving to you. Good children, godly children, says the Lord of hosts. Mantala bro kabaya. Randalabaru shikalabaya. Ramahan talabro de kabrandaya. Oh my God. Ramahat talabrando shikalabrandaya. Ramahat talabrando kebrandalo shikalabrande kabaya. Oh Ramayan tulibru de andalabronde baya mama mama. Oh Lamayan Ikabala Brun Dili Asan Dele Brun Dele Baya Mama Mama. Nana Opoku, listen to me. The Lord is telling me that amongst the family, you are chosen. You are chosen. As a minister of the gospel.
Amen.
Amongst the family, your large family, it says you are, you see, it's your own. Is by appointment, wow. Is by selection, wow. And it says that his eyes is on you,
wow.
It says his eyes is on you,
wow.
It says that he has done so many things for the family cannot pay him. They can only pay him by leaving you and sacrificing you,
wow.
for his work. For you to touch life. For you to touch life. For you to touch life.
Wow.
And he says that after that, your generation, your children, and your children's children, he's going to use them mightily in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He will bless them with knowledge. He will bless them with understanding. And in all their gettings, they will work fervently for the Lord.
Amen.
So, shut up.
Ransford, Nana Opoku. This is what the Lord is telling me. I'm prophesying.
Prophesy.
Rakabarando shikala branda. I don't know. I'm prophesying.
Prophesy.
Ramahata la broche calabra. Rabahata la bronde cabra. Yes. I hope Ransford is not sleeping. I'm prophesying to him. Rabahata la broche calabra. Oh, Shata la bronde cabra. Oh, Ramayanda la maya mama mama. Wherever you are, just lift up your two hands unto him. Stand to your feet wherever you are. I don't know what again I can talk to you about, but I want you to know that God's counsel, God's purpose is bigger than your plans.
Yes.
It's bigger than your plans.
Yes.
It's bigger than your plans.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 God's purpose is bigger than your plans.
Yes.
Yeah. That is the title of my message. God's plans is bigger than your plans.
Wow.
God's plans is bigger than your plans. Kabro shekala brande kama. Or if you like, God's purpose is bigger than your plans. God's purpose is bigger than your plans. Oh yes, lift up your two hands unto him. Oh Ramaya Shuka Baba Mama Mama. Reina Ramaya Mama.
God bless you for your time. Join Prophet Jones Kosina at God's Haven Ministries every Friday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. Locate the church at Sampa Valley near Brookville Hotel off the Malam Kasua Road. For more information, call 020-655-3248. Follow our Facebook pages, Prophet Jones Kosina and God's Haven Ministries. Visit our website, www.godshavenglobal.org. See you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.